Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you are worried about Hughes's future, he's your plan B, right? You need a good skating, puck-moving defenseman. And in the long run, if it's not going to be Quinn Hughes, you know, I guess Bowen Byram would look good in that spot. He's obviously not Quinn Hughes, but he still brings that style of game, which clearly you need. Like, if you're going to survive, you need a defenseman who can skate. We know that. We look at every team, you know, that has success in any part of the game now. You have defensemen who can move. And is Byram that guy? I mean, does he have the track? He's certainly clearly an NHL defenseman. Does he have the track record to be the guy? I think so.
NHL reporter Chris Johnston.
Patrick
Johnston. Thank you. Talking about Bo Byram potentially maybe being a replacement for Quinn Hughes.
Oh,
that
you want Bowen Byram?
Aggressive.
Hang on. No, ready? You want Bowen Byram? I'm willing to talk. Okay, you want Bowen Byram? I know that there's an Elias Pettersson that you might want to start over organizationally when it comes to that player. Obviously, I know Bo and Byron Malone's not going to get it done, but we could start there. That means conversations between Buffalo and Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
I get a non-0% chance at landing Elias Pettersson.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Reason we played that back, though, is because the Norris Trophy was announced in that last half hour.
Yes.
Cale Makar wins the second time in his career. Very good season for him, although, depending on who you ask,
I feel like
the point totals shouldn't matter, but
he did. The point totals should not matter.
He did play a career high in games, 80, had 30 goals and 92 points.
It is insane. Like, 92 points is kind of cracked.
Yeah, it's kind of insane.
But also, Colorado was one of the better teams all throughout the year. He is a defensive presence on that team. He's eating the minutes. So there is something to that. I do still think that Zach Werenski should have won the award, because Columbus was relevant because of him.
Werenski also had a great season. Not 81 games played, 82 points, 23 goals. Really, really great season for him.
But also incredible in his own zone. He's going to get his defensive partner, Dante Fabro, a huge raise, whether it be with Columbus or another team in free agency. Buffalo Sabres, please sign Dante Fabro. Please.
That is one of Derek's big runs
at it. That's a right-handed shot. You don't have any of those on your team. And if you need to trade Bo Byram, for example, from the clip, signing Dante Fabro is effectively replacing and more cheaper, cost-effective version of Bo Byram at that point versus an extension.
Yep. And then Rasmus Dahlin, also on the list, finishing 6th in voting, which is actually a career high for him. Previously, it had been finishing 8th in the 2022-23 season when he did get his current, still career high in points, 73 this year. Playing a few less games, 73, had 68 points, and again, finishes 6th in the voting. You do wonder, though, if the Sabres had made the playoffs, where he winds up in the voting. I don't think he wins.
He doesn't win. He's 8th. Like, let's be real about this, but this is the beginning.
6th this year. 6th this year.
Oh, no, I'm talking like 2 years ago. When they could have made the playoffs 1 point out, he ends up finishing 8th. But this year, if they made it, it would have been because of him, especially because they went on a 13-game slide and lost all the games that Dahlin was not playing in.
Yeah, it's a shame. Can't do that.
However, if the Sabres do win one or like get to the playoffs, Dahlin becomes a top three candidate in Norris Trophy voting. Like, that is simple as that.
Yeah.
It would have to take a 92-point season from Cale Makar or a player of that sort to stop Dahlin from making it as a Norris Trophy winner if the Sabres make the playoffs, because they will look at it and go, oh my God, the Sabres made the playoffs. Rasmus Dahlin's really good. He was on our voter list at 6th last year when the team was bad and had a 13-game losing streak.
Well, it'll help, too, that
he's
like,
on our radar.
If they make the playoffs, there's no doubt Dahlin has like one of his better seasons ever. So it'd also be then easy to give him that award.
Or also, it's a standard season where he's now finished 8th and 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
on bad teams.
A standard Sabres season from Dahlin should be good enough, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what Dahlin's doing is good enough that nationally he's being recognized now.
Yeah.
Like, he's 6th on a bad Sabres team this year that was in last place in the Eastern Conference for almost the entirety of the year.
Yep.
Absolutely. And that man got 6th place in Norris Trophy. The minute the Sabres make it, even if it's a normal Dahlin year, say it's 70 points, and Buffalo makes the playoffs, I think people know how good he is defensively too.
Yeah,
I
agree.
If there's a boost, say he gets to like, say he breaks a career high over 73 points.
Yeah, he gets like 75.
But the Norris Trophy is still supposed to be for the best all-around defenseman. Erik Karlsson broke it. Like everyone says, like Cal McCart. No. Erik Karlsson did this first, okay?
Mm.
Like, let's be real.
Did Erik Karlsson have a year where he broke 100 points?
I feel like he...
John Karlsson did.
Yeah.
He had 110 one year.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I think. Let me double check.
Yeah, if it's 110, make sure about that. Because if you don't win a Norris Trophy winning that with 110 points, that would be...
Oh, yeah. Erik Karlsson did 2022-23. He had 101.
Yep.
Oh, I mean, he's not good defensively, but man, him on the power play. Is
so yeah, no, Erik Karlsson or John Karlsson never got 200 points in his career.
But
and also
I know
has
he won
never
a
won a Norris Trophy. That's a shame. He finished second in 2020.
How did he not win one?
He finished second in 2020.
That's absurd.
It's tough. It's tough.
When he had a career high, 75 points.
I'm batting 1,000 today. If anyone heard the morning show, I had a rough
Yeah, you're having a tough one.
Anything. I'm never going to turn this mic on again.
Buddy.
I didn't want to say anything. I'm sorry.
Buddy, you got to take a nap. Like, I don't
call
know.
The day. Call yeah. it a day.
I don't know where I got 110 points from. I could have swore he did that,
call
but apparently
day.
Not.
Oh,
so,
no. Call it a day.
This is why I'm not stats guy.
This is why I'm not stats guy. On the birthday thing, though, by the way, not the same age.
Me and Arch Manning, April 27th. Just want to point that out there.
I do. Don't give me the horns down, Joshua. Might win the Heisman this year. Show some respect. Playing Ohio State, by the way, at Ohio State, week one. I'm pretty excited. Josh, are you excited for that game? Wow.
Excited to watch Texas lose.
Wow. All right. Fair. I was going to go to Polo, but instead we'll go to the Buffalo Bisons as they did announce.
Talk about Polo anymore.
Max Scherzer is in for a rehab assignment. He is going to be playing on Friday at home against the Columbus Clippers, 6:35. That'll be really exciting. Scherzer is one of the more exciting pitchers in recent MLB history. A lot of fun. Kind of a crazy person. He's sort of known for that competitive juice.
Yep.
But that'll be a real fun guy to go see. Not Guerrero Jr., I understand, but that'd still be a great guy to go see. 6:35 at Salem Field.
Yeah, I think that if you want to see...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be, you know, a big league player like that. Should be a good weather day. Like, all week has been pretty much it's going to be this.
Yeah.
So get out to the ballpark and have fun. Enjoy it.
By the way, the Bills having later practice today as well. Not even going to have like a brutal day weather-wise. 70. That's beautiful. Because some of these later practices they'll have in training camp, you're like, I would have done this earlier. It is now 88 degrees outside. What are you doing? Go back inside.
What are you doing?
Go back inside. This is brutal. But no, for them, not too bad. Not too bad at all. 803-0550, the number to call if you'd like to join the show. Sabres Live coming up at 12 o'clock. We do, though, have NBA basketball tonight. Few days off. I hate this schedule. I do like that, right. neither league runs into each other, but like Sunday to Wednesday to travel from OKC to Indianapolis feels a bit aggressive. That feels a bit aggressive.
Yeah.
Especially because there's – and I'm a little frustrated by it, but I've played into it. There's not too much hoopla about this series. You go that long between games, people will just kind of like, oh, it's on? Oh,
considering okay. that both series have a ratings issue right now.
Yeah.
You
maybe don't want to have them spaced out this much.
I get it, though, from Edmonton to Florida. That's a lot that of miles.
Well, did travel, you see the right? flip? Did you see the turnaround for game 4 to 5?
No, what is it?
It's one day.
I love that.
They play tomorrow. There we go. Edmonton and Florida play tomorrow, and then they play again on Saturday in Edmonton.
Oh, wow.
But they have 2 days off between 3 and 4. Then it's Saturday in to
Wednesday.
Florida.
Yeah, then it's Saturday to Wednesday. And then Wednesday to Saturday. Well, so right. they do the quick turnaround and then wait a little bit.
Yeah, so it is one quick turnaround, but still. Like, come on.
Where NBA plays tonight. They'll play Friday, so that'll be another quick turnaround. Then not again until Monday.
I don't understand that one with the lack of travel.
Yeah, it's that's not much travel. Like Edmonton, Florida. Let's be entirely real. We found out from last year is the longest travel distance between two Stanley Cup final teams.
Let's make something crystal clear here. Nobody's taking a bus. Not with these.
right. No one's taking a bus.
This isn't the AHL. They're not driving a bus from Oklahoma City to Indianapolis.
This isn't even baseball in the early 1900s when they're like, we all took trains.
No, they're all flying.
They're back there the next day.
Yeah.
Not even that night. They might even be back there.
With that short a distance between Oklahoma City and Indianapolis?
It might be.
It's the same night.
I can also see, though, the NBA Finals kind of being like thankful they're not playing this weekend with the U.S. Open.
Sure.
They may not want to deal with that, again, with the ratings not being great. But they would likely take over after the day ends. Maybe yes. 8:30. You'd already have people sitting at their TV watching sports going to the next one.
Right. It'd be a great little thing to boost up.
Yeah.
But, you know. All right.
Hope the game is close tonight, though. Sunday's game was not close at all. 123-107. The score does not indicate how close it was. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander scoring 30 again. I was mistaken, though, on Halliburton. I thought he had scored under 15 points in both games. He had 17 on Sunday, but still not really a great performance by him by any means. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, Derek, the last time he didn't score 30 points, May 24th at Minnesota, he scored 14. Since then, he has scored 40, 34, 38, 34.
Yeah, you might want to slow him down.
And before that, the 14-point game, he had 38, 31, 35, 32, 31.
Right. It's
just record-breaking kind of numbers.
You've got to make sure you find a way to slow him down. Otherwise, it's going to be a short series, as we all fear.
What is slowing him down? 30?
Get him under 30.
I guess get him under 30.
Get him under 30.
Oh, my goodness.
Because the man's also a facilitator, so you do need to make sure like he's not doing both to you.
Yeah, I mean, his assist totals the other night, 8. 3, 8, 10, 6, 8, 9. Yeah, I mean,
the 3 is your low mark. Like that's
the 3 is the low.
That's
mark.
Hilariously low. I remember the game that they close out Minnesota. He has 6 assists. Minnesota has like 7 points by the time SGA has 6 assists.
Yeah, he's an incredible player. I get frustrated with going to the free throw line as much as he can and does. I mean, he shot 12 free throw shots on Sunday. One of the games with Minnesota, he shot 14.
Right.
You know, I can get very frustrated by that because I don't. Free throws in general frustrate me. Don't miss them. They're free baskets, but also don't take too many of them. It slows the game down. It's the least exciting thing about basketball. But there's also aspects about SGA that are super fun. His body contorts in ways it shouldn't when he's taking a shot, which is also how he gets a lot of the fouls.
Right.
But you look at some of these numbers, man. I mean, he is just. He's not this super volume scorer. He's an efficient scorer. Doesn't take a ton of threes, but like Luka Doncic, I know Trista Crick has talked about this with Shopin the Bulldog, but when he takes threes, he makes them. You are scared of him like Luka Doncic. It just may be his season total might be like 34%.
Now, much like Edmonton, I feel like Indiana has a there's an issue here today. It's almost as must win can get. Even though you're not desperately down in the series.
Yeah, it's not an elimination game.
It's not an elimination game. You have it where, yeah, you should probably get one here. If you lose game 3, there's a lot of fear that this could be a short series like everyone feared because OKC has been the better team all throughout the entirety of the season.
Yeah,
in the
not
NBA
not
this
just
year.
The postseason.
So, like, if you're Indiana, you need to get one here. Also, stand your ground at home. That's important.
That's very important.
Edmonton, for example, they need to win game four. You can't fall 3-1 again on this team.
I think especially, too, that game's tomorrow night, 8 o'clock on TNT and Max. That one you feel, too, because of how dominant Florida felt in game three, 6-2.
I mean, you want a response.
You got to respond.
You were humiliated in every facet of the game. You let them get in your heads after they beat you down on the scoreboard, and it was just a nightmare of a game ever since. You need to make sure that, A, you come back more composed, and B, you come back better.
Yeah, and you're right, too. The idea of falling down 3-1.
And for Indiana, it's the same thing. You cannot let a dominant game like that go unresponded.
For them, they're in a situation, tonight's game three. For them, I think it more comes down to don't give away the game you took in Oklahoma.
Yes.
You know, they did get the bonus of, hey, the series started, you won a game on the road. Don't give that away the moment the series goes to Indiana.
Yeah, you cannot let this get away from you. Both teams.
Yeah. Oklahoma City, a 5.5-point favorite tonight. I would probably take OKC and the points there.
I'm gonna pick with my heart. I'm going with the Pacers. I want this to be a long series.
803-0550 is the number to call. Going to take a quick timeout. Get you ready for Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer, you're listening to WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.